24 minutes away from 10 o'clock, it's time for our Tuesday morning conversation. We're talking with the folks at Health in Motion here in Tomahawk, but they're not just in Tomahawk. They are all over the place. They now have 8 clinics serving northern Wisconsin. And if you find yourself in Pennsylvania, they even have a clinic out that way. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Whitney, Dr. Stephanie, and Matt, the personal trainer at Health in Motion. Hopefully all three are there right now. Good morning, you three.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's three voices. That's what I wanted to hear. Thanks for being here with us, you three. Whitney, we're going to start with you here this morning, and I see on my notes we're going to address something that I've been meaning to address for a long time talking with you three. But first of all, Whitney, tell us a little bit about just some general stuff about Health in Motion.
Okay, so Health in Motion, we are a private practice therapist-owned clinic. We opened in 1994 in our Rhinelander office, and like you just said, we now have grown to 8 clinics serving northern Wisconsin and the 1 clinic in Pennsylvania. We've been serving care for 30-plus years now in the Northwoods.
What do you attribute some of that growth to, Whitney? Anything come right to the top of your head?
I think, you know, our being private practice, I feel like we're just really patient-centered. You know, it's always been a priority, you know, looking at it from a therapist ownership standpoint of just putting the patient first and doing what we feel like is in the best needs of the patient versus like a bigger company, maybe. You know, it's not always about money. It's more patient-centered and focused.
So, in other words, a lot of clinics like yours are like, the best way to put it would be like a franchise, so to speak. It's not quite as personal. Is that about right?
I mean, I don't want to speak to that, but, like, I know hospital-based systems have other stuff that they have to deal with internally, and, you know, that's, you know, I'm thankful that as a private practice we don't have to deal with the ins and outs of that, but not saying that their care is not personal, but I know just from working at Health in Motion that I truly believe that the quality of care that we provide here is high.
And I appreciate your honesty. That was a very good answer, Whitney. And as far as that one-on-one time goes with a patient, tell us a little bit about what happens with that one-on-one time. Is it a hurried situation? So many things in our medical lives these days. It's hurry, hurry, hurry. Tell me this. I got another patient to talk to right away. It's not like that there, huh?
Right. Again, because, you know, being therapist ownership, you know, we value that one-on-one time with patients where you may not get that with other providers and maybe not even other physical therapy centers. And I'm so thankful for being a therapist because we do get to spend so much time with our patients and getting to learn about them and their families. And a lot of other healthcare providers don't have that opportunity. But, I mean, as far as seeing our patients, our brand-new evals we're seeing for 60 minutes, and our follow-up appointments are 45 minutes typically. And, again, that's one-on-one with the physical therapist.
I want to apologize right now for not addressing you as doctor every time. I don't know what it is, but would you please speak to that? The therapist there, you're at a doctorate level. Is it proper for us to be calling you Dr. Whitney? Or do you just prefer just Whitney? Could you please tell us about that so we don't feel bad and we address you the right way?
I don't really care. You can call me whatever you want.
talk to that level.
When we graduate now from physical therapy school, it's a doctorate level degree. It used to just be a master's degree, and years and years and years ago was a bachelor's degree. But they did switch it now. I would say in the last like 15 to 20 years, most graduate programs are doctorate level because we want to be that entry level for patients, you know, coming in off the street with musculoskeletal issues. So, you know, they increased the coursework in grad school so that we could be those musculoskeletal experts and see patients off the street and know, like, if they're presenting with something that maybe is a red flag or we feel like they need referral outside to a different provider or imaging, et cetera, that we have the knowledge and skills to see that and refer appropriately.
You know, I just think for me, Whitney, it just comes from a place of I want to properly pay my respect when I address you. You've gone to school for a long time. If you've got a doctorate, if you ask me, you deserve to be called Dr. Whitney.
Well, thank you. I respond to whatever.
So. Me too. Just don't call me late for dinner. You know the old saying.
Yes.
Evidence-based practice. We hear that a lot in a lot of different forms these days. But when it comes to evidence-based practice with Health in Motion, what exactly does that mean?
You know, so when patients come in, the evidence in medicine is changing on a daily basis. And that's just part of, you know, the medical field. And I think it just, and from physical therapy and other aspects of the healthcare system, staying on top of what's coming out in the research and what's showing to be the most beneficial in physical therapy for our patients, and knowing that and staying on top of that and making sure that when we're seeing our patients that we're not wasting anybody's time or money, that we're doing the stuff that's shown to be proven most effective in the research, and knowing that we're providing that to our patients so that, you know, we can give them the best chance for recovery. That's what we're doing. We're staying on top of the research, and, you know, our treatments are supporting that.
And I think the best evidence is I have personal evidence that I know what you do there works. It worked with me. I have friends who have gone to Health in Motion, and they've gotten fantastic results. We hear my friend Deb out on Lake Alice talking about the great relief that y'all brought her. That's the kind of evidence that a lot of us like to hear. We can read about stuff in books, but when we actually know people who've been helped by you, I think that's some of the best evidence there is.
I mean, that's like the best thing for us, too, is when patients have a good outcome and they spread that to their friends and family. I mean, that's like the best thing for us, too.
Now, what are some of the things that you treat there? Who comes in? What do you see there when folks come in to be treated for one thing or another? Give us, it must be a long list, but if you can, you know, kind of abbreviate a little bit. But what do people come in with? What do you see?
I mean, of course, we see back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, you know, general joint pain. Those are probably the most common things that we see. We see post-op surgical cases, total knees, total hips, shoulder surgeries. I think, you know, those are the common things that we see. But, you know, I want to make it known that we do see other things. We do see vertigo. We do treat jaw pain, headaches, migraines, balance, or even just walking difficulty we see. So you don't necessarily have to have a specific joint injury. It could just be that you're having trouble moving around. General strength and endurance training, again, maybe you just want to get a little bit stronger. So it doesn't have to be like a surgery or an athletic injury. Like, we literally treat everything.
You know, a lot of that stuff makes sense to me, but when it comes to vertigo, how exactly can Health in Motion help folks that are experiencing periods of vertigo?
So, I mean, we do a full vestibular exam, you know, ruling out other cases of any kind of dizziness. And then if it's a true, like, positional vertigo, there's movements that and exercises that we use to basically reposition. If there's any crystals, you know, out of place in the inner ear canals, there's positions that can help relieve that with like an 80% success rate on the first treatment.
Hmm.
And so instead of having to go towards medications and stuff, if it's a true positional vertigo, the treatment is really fast and really easy. And vertigo, too, doesn't have to be positional. There's other treatments, too, to get people to accommodate to other situations that might be causing some of that dizziness. And physical therapy addresses all that stuff, too.
I know people that had COVID, and some of the long-term symptoms include vertigo. Have you seen many of those patients?
You asked me that last time, and I haven't. I don't have to speak to that, but I know, like, we've seen some long COVID issues more from, like, a strength and conditioning standpoint, but I haven't seen it in regards to, like, a dizziness standpoint.
I apologize for repeating. The COVID gave me brain fog, and I don't think I'm over that yet, but that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it right now, Stephanie. Or Whitney. See, there's a brain fog again. Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Whitney right now from Health in Motion. Dr. Stephanie is coming right up, and so is Matt, too. But Whitney, back to some other musculoskeletal experts. People that are wondering, what is Health in Motion? You are the musculoskeletal experts. Tell us why.
Yeah, so like we were talking about earlier, so we have our doctorate level degree in physical therapy so that we can be that first line of defense for people with musculoskeletal injuries. So, you know, coming to us first is a better bet than going to see maybe like a primary care doctor. They know a lot about a whole bunch of stuff, but in regards to the musculoskeletal system, like, we are the experts. We are the experts at how people are moving, muscles, joints, tissues, things like that. And so coming to us first really saves, you know, time and money because you're not getting unnecessary imaging. You're not getting unnecessary medication. We are looking at how your body is moving, finding those impairments and treating them from a very conservative standpoint. And just from our knowledge base, I mean, our level, if you're looking at, like, an orthopedic certified specialist, which a lot of our therapists at Health in Motion are, I mean, they're at the level of some of our orthopedic docs, you know, knowing the musculoskeletal system.
Hmm. When you say conservative treatment, what does that mean?
I mean, conservative care, I mean, like we're doing here, it's, you know, hands-on treatment, it's exercising, it's treating movement dysfunctions without medications, injections, unnecessary surgeries, things like that. Those are definitely more aggressive. This is more just getting your body to move how it should be moving.
I remember when I had such terrible sciatica issues, I came to you guys, and everybody else that I went to, they wanted to either open me up or dope me up. I didn't want either thing, and all you guys did was take a look. You gave me some exercises, and oh my gosh, the relief it gave me was amazing, and nobody cut into me, and I didn't have to get a prescription.
Right, and I mean, sometimes surgery is inevitable. You know, it's always like the last defense for me, unless there's significant, you know, symptoms that we're seeing that would require surgery. But I mean, always come at it from this conservative standpoint and see what you can accomplish first, if that's appropriate.
So I think the number one takeaway here, Whitney, that we're going to take from our conversation here right now is that instead of waiting until second, third, or last after you've exhausted all other things, try Health in Motion first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, get in here so we can look at you. And I said, if there is other things that need to be addressed from other providers, we can certainly screen that and address that. But, you know, instead of waiting months and months and months to be like, okay, now I'll try therapy. Now we're dealing with a chronic issue, which is harder to treat. The sooner we can get people in, the much easier it is to treat people and get them going long term.
Boy, this is awesome, Dr. Whitney. We're going to talk to Dr. Stephanie next. We'll come back to you, Whitney, so don't go too far. Okay. Dr. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
And now I'm glad I can say Dr. Stephanie when I talk to you now, too, Stephanie.
I'm just like Whitney. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Well, good. I just want to be, I just want to make sure I'm proper. When it comes to insurance, we've talked about this in the past, but it's, I think it's been a while since we've talked about insurance. How does insurance relate to the treatments at Health in Motion?
Yeah, so how insurance works when it comes to physical therapy is one thing that's nice about Wisconsin is we're a direct access state. So like Whitney was saying, we are the musculoskeletal like experts, and so what that means is that you do not need to have a referral from a medical doctor to start physical therapy. And that's sometimes different than what you see in other medical things where you can't see a certain specialized provider without that referral. That's not the case for physical therapy for most insurances that we see.
That kind of relates to what Dr. Whitney was saying, that if you go there first, you're going to save a lot of money on all the other treatments that you're going to get in other places, and insurance companies have to love that.
Yeah, that's definitely a perk of it, is like it definitely saves the medical expense of going to or an appointment, and then the inevitable is code of physical therapy, when you could have just skipped that step, saved a couple some money, and then came here right away. Because the thing with our education too is we're fairly good at like deciding if you aren't making progress in physical therapy, we can make that distinguish of knowing like, okay, we may want to refer you out to see if there is something else going on and to work with other healthcare providers and understanding that. But I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't have us as the first line of defense when it comes to those injuries that Whitney was talking about.
So, in other words, you don't need a referral to see a physical therapist, but a physical therapist can refer you to a doctor if that's what's really needed, a medical doctor, correct?
Yeah. I guess you could say it that way. We just sometimes, when I've seen patients who haven't seen a medical doctor, or some who have seen their doctor and was referred here, the thing with healthcare is we're a big team effort. So if we aren't seeing progress and we're having some concerns of, well, maybe we should get further things looked at, we are pretty good here about knowing when we're like, okay, the progress is kind of plateaued or not making further progress, we might want to get another set of eyes on you. So that's one thing. Don't think that if you come here that we don't have that in the back of our mind as another option when we get to that point. But that's usually only if people aren't making improvements.
Got it. So when it comes to the insurance coverage, a lot of us have insurance. We have to stay in network. We have certain providers that we can go to be covered. So how does that work with Health in Motion?
Yeah, we actually accept most insurances around here. Some of the ones that we don't accept at this point that we know is simply one, which is through Security Health Plan. So that's one to kind of keep your eye out on. And then the insurances that do not, or that you do require a referral based off of your insurance, are from the VA or Medicaid. And then Medicare, which is a common one that we do see around here, the thing to keep in mind with that is you might not need a referral necessarily, depending on what kind of Medicare plan you have, But you need to keep in mind that we probably will need a signed plan of care from some kind of doctor. So what that means is for people who do have Medicare is you can still come for the evaluation, and that will be covered. But from going forward with that to get coverage, we need to just know what doctor you want us to send our note to get signed.
That seems simple enough. And you help out with each step right along the way, right?
Yep. We're really good about both the therapist here as well as our front desk coordinators are really good about relaying that to the patients so that and staying on top of it and letting people know if, hey, we haven't gotten anything back or, oh, we need to do this. So that's always the option. And then the other thing that we do have here is if you do have an insurance that we don't cover, we do have value card options as well, which means it's not ran through your insurance and it's out-of-pocket pay. But it's at a discounted price, which is nice for some people.
Yes, absolutely. And as far as we want people to think of Health in Motion first. So the first time somebody calls or makes a contact, walks in the door, what's the process to get them started into treatment? How's that work?
Yeah, so like you said, give a call or walk in and we'll set you up for an hour session for an evaluation. Usually we're getting people within 48 hours or at least within the same week, depending on where we're at in our busyness for the year. And then in the evaluation, you can expect, obviously, we're going to look at what your impairments are, what's kind of maybe causing some of your symptoms, and then usually treatment starts, depending on the time, can start right away with just giving a few exercises or doing some hands-on stuff to try to see if we can stimulate some immediate pain relief in that session right away.
And so starting right off the bat can save a lot of pain and unnecessary treatments, and most of the time, does it work out that way? You can help most people that come in there for the first time. They're good with just Health in Motion, and I would assume this is a bad question because every case is different.
Yeah, every case is different. Like I said, it also just kind of depends on the time frame and everything of how complex someone's pain level may be or if they have multiple body parts that we're assessing at the same time.
Well, a 15-minute screening, which is absolutely free, is painless as well, and so that's a great offer there, too. Anything else, Dr. Stephanie, before we move on to Matt?
Nope, that should be all.
Good deal. That was very good, Stephanie. Thank you very much. Hey, Matt, sorry to bring up the tail end here with you.
Not a problem.
You got to talk to those ladies. They always put you last on my notes.
I know. What the heck?
What the heck? Matt, you're a personal trainer, but you've got some physical therapy background, too. I think your position there is very unique. It's kind of like when you deal with Matt, you're dealing with some of the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Yep. I would say probably 90% of my work that I do with Health in Motion is I'm a physical therapist assistant, and then I'm also doing personal training as well.
Okay, so if you don't need the skilled therapy like Whitney and Stephanie were talking about, tell us where you step in and how you step in.
Yeah, so maybe you're somebody that, you know, doesn't really necessarily have any aches or pains or anything like that, but you're just thinking, gosh, I just need to get stronger. I'm struggling to, you know, shortness of breath, just walking upstairs or different things like that. You know, you just need to get into better shape. You know, you probably wouldn't fall into the category of needing physical therapy, but you'd probably fall into that category of, you know, a personal trainer, someone that can kind of guide you and lead you to, you know, getting you into better shape.
So getting into shape means a lot of different things. It means some exercise, but it also means treating your body right before you get to the exercise, diet and all things like that. Can you advise on that as well?
Yes, I can definitely advise, but I can't necessarily, since I'm not a registered dietitian or anything like that, I can't give you like a specific plan or tell you exactly what to eat, but I can definitely guide you in the right direction there, because there's a lot of different things that people maybe don't fully understand as far as nutrition and diet and that kind of stuff as well.
And as far as getting into a program with you, Matt, what does that whole process entail?
Yeah, so usually we'll set something up like a, you know, 15 to 30 minute kind of consultation, which is, again, absolutely free. So even if you go through the consultation, you're like, oh, I'm not sure if personal training's for me, it's totally free, no charge at all. But it's a way that we can kind of sit down and kind of talk about what your goals are, because each person's goals are going to be a little bit different. Some people maybe just want to get a little bit more mobile, be able to get on the ground to play with their grandkids. Some people want to be able to just get stronger, grow a little bit of muscle. Some people want to lose weight. You know, so it's a chance that I can sit down with that person and then being able to kind of formulate a plan for that person specifically.
And let's see here, as far as you, how far out are you, Matt, with taking on new clients?
Usually within that first week, we should be able to get you in for that consultation. I'm currently splitting some time between here and Rylander, so our Rylander office. So that makes it a little bit more tricky, but usually she'll be able to get you in within a week at the latest.
Real quick question. Are you working with any student-athletes right now? Is that a good idea for parents if they want to give their kid a little extra edge? Are you working with those folks?
I am not currently, but I have in the past.
Okay.
But absolutely, especially if they're, you know, a younger athlete and you just want to get a little bit faster, stronger, kind of get a little bit ahead of the game in front of all your kind of peers your age. It's definitely a great opportunity.
A way to get an edge. Stephanie, Whitney, and Matt, all at Health and Motion here in Tomahawk. Matt, where are all the other clinics?
We've got one, Eagle River, Rylander, Crandon, Tomahawk, Merrill, Anago, Wausau, Marshfield.
So everybody that's listening right now has a Health and Motion in their neighborhood?
Absolutely.
Except the ones listening online overseas, they're going to have to find somewhere else to get some help.
Yeah, we can't really help you as much there.
Got it. I want to thank all three of you, as always, for this discussion this morning. I learn new stuff every time, and chances are I'll repeat some of these same questions next time we talk. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely.
I'm an old guy here, you guys. Thank you all very much, and Health and Motion should be number one in our minds instead of 3, 4, 5, or whenever they come around. Health and Motion, number one in our minds. Thank you three very much for doing what you're doing for everybody in the area.
Thank you as well.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff in the Morning. Got to shut down the Sunrise Show. Going to do that coming back right after this.